told you you guys are playing and you're going for this one?
Yeah, I haven't been told anything. So yeah, I'm assuming. Yeah, I'm getting ready to. I'm getting ready to go.
All right. Being able to make it to week 17. I mean, not all starting quarterbacks can get through an entire season injury wise. I mean, is that a kind of a source of pride with you?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm not just quarterbacks, but I think all players. It's tough. I mean, it's a physical game, and you work hard to take care of your body and stay in shape and do all those little things. And there's obviously a great deal of luck, I think, also that goes into things like that. But certainly a source of pride, I think, for all guys in team sports to be accountable, you know, to be there every week. And your teammates can count on you week in and week out that you're going to be there. And certainly quarterbacks no different.
Do you feel like some of the rules they put in to protect quarterbacks in recent years are helping?
I think they've helped. Yeah, I mean, certainly the knee thing, you know, kind of a newer one, and trying to keep the strike zone on a quarterback and above the knees, has helped. I mean, you've seen some QBs go down because of those low hits in these last few years, and to some major injuries.
And maybe the emphasis on late hits also?
I think that's always kind of been there, and QBs get more protection than anybody. Yeah. We'll take it, I guess. Yeah.
Alex, when you guys were 1-5, you've talked about this a little bit. You've been on teams that have splintered or fractured at that point.
Yeah.
And so what is it that enables you to keep going? And where is the just sort of do not quit element of this here?
Yeah, it's tough to, I think, point to one thing. I certainly think the organization as a whole, you know, the setup, I mean, the entire building, you know, from personnel to coaches to this locker room right here, there's a lot of chemistry that goes into all those things kind of meshing together and the environment it creates. And certainly I think the guys at the top, you know, with Coach Reed and Dorsey and the environment that's set here. And then I think big part that the leadership in this locker room, you know, the veteran guys and really I think kind of that selfless example that gets set here, and it's team first. You know, that is the focus here. And the focus is today, and it's short-sighted, and it's this week, and no one's thinking about anything else. I think all those things are big factors in that.
And how much do you, as the quarterback, feel responsible for keeping that afloat, you know, that mentality?
There's a lot that goes into it. I mean, for me, try to do your part. You be yourself, you know, you know where you can. Yeah, you're talking and communicating, but certainly, I mean, we got a lot of leaders in this locker room. We got a lot of guys that I think have bought in into that, into the team first and selflessness, and I think that's rare at this level.
Could you even think at all about 2-3-5 after 2-5 and 4-5?
No, absolutely not, without a doubt. And I think it's that mindset that enabled us to get here today. But no question, it was like, you were for sure at. It was a huge wake-up call, and it put us in that mindset, and it's where we needed to be. Living day-to-day and literally week to week, just 1-0 this week. And let's forget about our record. Let's forget about being 1-5 and really focus on what we can control and right in front of us and not thinking about anything else.
Alex, I know it takes a lot of energy to win 9 straight games and do what you need to do for 9 straight weeks in the NFL. Do you feel like that – this team's expended a lot of energy and it's taken its toll?
I don't necessarily think that. No, I mean, because losing 5 in a row was probably worse. You know, I winning's better. I mean, you play this game to win, I think momentum's a real thing, and that stuff builds. And you got to. I mean, we've been doing this since April. You know, when we started. I mean, I think that's the way this is built now. That's the way this is structured. So. No, if anything, I think the older, these stages get bigger and bigger. This is why you've been doing all that, you know, for these moments, and it's embracing that, yeah.
What was your reaction when Coach Reed came into the locker room and busted that move?
Those are special times after wins, especially, like I said, the later in the year, and that went, you know, to clinch playoffs, from where we were, and guys always have a ton of fun after a locker room. I mean, you've just given everything you could that whole week, and you know, to get a win as a team is a special thing, and they're all hard. And we always have a lot of fun in the locker room after. It's hard to express what that's like, that feeling, you know, as a team and all of us in there and that joy. And Coach has a lot of fun with them. And I think that's part of it. You got to be able to enjoy a win, you know, and I think that was just a, you know, a good example of it.
They call that the dab. Was it a good one?
Yeah, you're asking the wrong guy. Yeah, wouldn't know.
Alex, talk about Oakland, second time around. They're
playing
better.
Yeah, they're playing good football right now, you know, on defense, man. They're playing fast. They're flying around. They're well coached. They got good personnel. Not a lot of weaknesses. You know, I think it starts up front. Certainly, they're getting home up front. Starts with Mac. You know, he's playing at a really, really high level. But I think across the board, the linebackers are playing really fast right now. In the secondary, you know, Woodson, I think, just a savvy player making plays still. I don't know how many fumbles he's caused or recovered at this point. That's a lot. So, yeah, good. Not a lot of weaknesses. You know, it's going to be a big challenge for us. You know,
is Mac one of those guys you have to always be aware of?
He jumps out on film for sure. You know, as a team, obviously, when you're prepping and watching, yeah, I mean, he's a guy that's playing at a high level.
Alex, you mentioned Woodson there.
Yeah.
What are your general thoughts on him retiring?
Yeah, you know, it's I think the crazy thing is just watching this year and seeing how well he's playing. You know, it's crazy that kind of longevity and at a physical position. Play as long as he has, and to play at that kind of level for that long is so rare, very, very rare. I mean, so yeah, watching it, yeah, there's for sure a big, big respect, I think, from anybody watching that and playing against him for what he's, you know, done in his career. That just doesn't happen often.
You've seen a lot of defensive backs in your career. Where would you put him?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into ranking or anything like that. But like I said, I certainly don't think there's anyone that's had the longevity, that's moved around, that's played outside at corner, inside at nickel, back at safety, and it is just, played at a Pro Bowl level everywhere you put him. He's just a football player. Yeah, it's special.
Alex,